Welcome back, my dear practitioner. I hope that information was educational and inspiring to you. It's now time to give your client or patient or case study their action items. Remember, gauge their capacity for change so you don't load too much on their plate, pun intended. You want them to leave your office or the virtual session with you feeling empowered and excited, like, yes, I can do this, and I'm so excited to go get this healthy stuff and to get started. Like, I would literally have my clients running out of my office so pumped to go stock up on bone broth, right? So make sure that you unabashedly share your passion about this work with them, because passion is contagious and it is a positive part of the healing process. We will help you set the pace for your client to set them up for success if you need that kind of assistance from us. But what you need to do here now is to download the action items for getting started and step one, handout. Download that handout for your client, patient, case study, as well as all the corresponding handouts. Okay, here's what you're gonna see in there when I talk about corresponding handouts. You're gonna see the goal sheet, the physical symptom wheel, a handout on hydration so you can start having them hydrate their bowels and gently flush their system with lemon water upon rising. If you're working with someone on plan H, you'll skip the lemon water in favor of apple cider vinegar water. And you know what? Some folks are gonna need to skip both and use inner leaf aloe vera juice in the morning in their water. You're also gonna introduce CCFT to them, cumin, coriander, and fennel tea. Drinking this tea is a great way to start to reduce gas and bloating, to support their pancreas, to gently reduce congestion from the GI tract before we really get in there, so to speak, with the pathogen purge. We want and we need to reduce inflammation immediately. It's like cleaning before you clean, or cleaning before the cleaning lady comes so that she can actually do her job. There are mental, emotional benefits to this tea that bring calmness to the body as it's Ayurvedically balanced. And if you're not familiar with Ayurveda, it's the oldest holistic healing system that hails from India. Now, depending on where your client or patient currently is in their eating life, you're going to start to reduce or eliminate dairy, sugar, gluten, caffeine. We're assuming that as a practitioner, you already know how to help your clients do this, but if not, we provide you with handouts in the client-patient resource section that you can print out and give them and go over it. And if you don't find what you need in there, please don't be shy. Just reach out to us and ask, because we're truly here. Our purpose, our mission is to help you help others. Now, in our Gut Thrive program, we have them do all of this in the first few weeks, and that's a lot. But as a private practitioner, you have the luxury of pacing this out based upon what your client is ready for. So maybe you just have them do a few things first, you know, in the first session. Break these action items into two or three, even four sessions, especially if they're coming to you and they're super mainstream. They're eating gluten daily or multiple times a day, polluted meat, dairy. They're drinking soda and eating a lot of sugar, right? Like, if you have Dorito and Pepsi kind of a folks, you're not gonna be able to do this in the first couple weeks. You'll have to take a month of work to get those foods out, give them healthier upgrades before you truly dive in. Like, for example, if they're drinking toxic soda, replace it with Zevia, and then step down to carbonated water so that you're kind of slowly detoxifying them. And if you do this in this way, you're gonna create a lifestyle change for them that lasts versus just a cleanse. Maybe you take them to the grocery store to lower sugar alternatives, to gluten and dairy-free options, you know, ways to naturally reduce caffeine. This is where your intuition and gifts combine with our program for maximum benefit for all. Now, because dis-ease is created in four ways: congestion, stagnation, depletion, and deficiency. In addition to getting the congesting, stagnating foods out of their diet, you're also going to have to help them increase their greens to increase their minerals, which is a two for one because it decreases stagnation and it fills in nutritional deficiencies. You should also be familiar with any thyroid or kidney conditions your client or patient may have, or your case study may have, and guide them towards the two servings of greens per day that are lower oxalate. A serving is one cup cooked or two cups raw. We want the thyroid to function well. We want to avoid kidney stones, which is why cooking your greens in ghee or grass-fed butter is going to be a good idea and a good recommendation. And now at some point, very soon in step one, you're going to introduce them to castor oil packs. And maybe, you know, you'll introduce them to yourself if you're not familiar with them yet. This is a very important preparation step to gently lower inflammation, get the organs communicating together so that we can really get in there in step two and actually get to the pathogens with greater ease and less stress on the body. All of these items I'm talking about are linked within your portal in the handouts, which is why you also have to email the Gut Thrivers the handouts in your client patient follow-up, as well as go over this in person, or if you're gonna go over it remotely with them and screen share during a Zoom call, you wanna follow up with the handout. Also, not the link. You're gonna send them the handout directly. Never send your client the link, please, to the handout, just the full PDF. Now, having them read the documents, this is a win-win because they'll be able to educate themselves, so it's less work for you, and you'll be able to cover more in your sessions as well as keep learning and growing versus repeating yourself over and over again. That was really important to me to continue to evolve as a clinician. pH, let's talk about pH because you're gonna also have them test the pH of their urine and saliva. And if you're not already familiar with pH, make sure to read our handouts on it and to test your own so that you can explain to them how effective it is at reducing inflammation and creating a healthier internal environment in which to dive deeper into the work. So a quick explanation that you will see in your handout, and most medical doctors, if you're here as a medical doctor, you may be thinking, why is she talking about pH? pH of our blood never, ever, ever shifts. It's like, why talk about it? And if you're thinking that, you're right, right? Our blood pH is between 7.25 and 7.45, and if we go out of that window even a tiny bit, we would die. It's simply not an option. However, if we can look and see which foods are contributing to a balanced state versus alkaline or acidic, then we can test the urine and the saliva. That tells us, hey, how hard is the body working to literally keep you alive, let alone eval for vibrant health? And if you constantly, if you're coming out, client, patient, case study is coming out acidic, this is a great place to start. Because that blood pH is a non-shiftable, you must extract minerals from the bones and donate them to the blood. Now we're talking osteoporosis, we're talking high inflammation, we're exacerbating deficiency. So make sure that you get pretty familiar with pH because it really is a wonderful tool and people love testing themselves. Next, you'll sit with them and really explain primary foods, the things that feed them other than food. Self-care and self-inquiry are not luxuries in today's world. They are absolute necessities in order to create internal balance and safety, which is the place from which all health springs, truly from nervous system health. If you're a graduate of the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, I don't have to tell you this, you're no stranger to the concept of primary foods. In a post-pandemic world where 2020 was more of a chaotic year than most of us have experienced in our lifetime, we need now more than ever to get in touch with the things that ground us and feed us other than food in ways that food never can and never will. And you're not doing your job completely if you don't address this because we're not taking the time to do the things anymore that help us process and digest life, so there's no way we can hope to digest our food well. It's a really important piece. And it's all done for you guys. This process is tried and tested and proven thousands of times over. All you have to do is do it yourself, understand it yourself, administer the handouts and the program in a way that works for the person you're working with, and like simply watch the magic happen. Make sure you enjoy the process too, because it really is such a privilege for someone to trust you with their health, and it's a wonderful gift to be able to help them improve it. Cherish that. Have fun along the way. This work has been such a supreme blessing in my life, and it's made me feel constantly connected to something higher and has given me a deep sense of divine purpose, and I sincerely hope that it does the same for you.